Hi, my name is Kayla Cruz.
Hi, my name is Marisol Palacios.
Marisol, do you consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do. Kayla, do you consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do. Can you please state the date and time?
Today is Friday, September 17th at 1:11 in the afternoon. Kayla, in what ways are you or your life different today because of the COVID pandemic?
My day-to-day life has definitely changed in the aspect of how myself and everyone around me are still continuing to wear masks inside places, even if we're vaccinated. I still continue to use hand sanitizer regularly when I'm out or take public transportation. And for school, we're still required to wear a mask inside the classrooms and get tested weekly. You still have to remain cautious with who you are around and who you interact with because the COVID precautions are still in place. But I would say that things are definitely improving for our day-to-day social lives as things continue to open up. For me personally, I find myself to be more independent and confident. The pandemic has given me a lot of time to reflect and focus on myself and what my goals are. I've always been so busy with school, volleyball, travel, and spending time with my friends and family, but COVID has given me time to slow down and think about who I want to be and what I want to do in my life. What did you expect the next year to look like at the moment lockdown started?
It's definitely not what's happening today. For me, when lockdown started, it was when my school dismissed us, and at the time, we were just dismissed for 2 weeks. I was some of the first to be dismissed for school because I do live in the tri-state area, very close to New York City, which was where one of the first COVID cases in America was reported. My parents were a little bit more strict at the beginning of the pandemic. I feel like at the beginning, a lot of youth especially felt that they were immune because they were young and healthy. But I remained a pretty strict lockdown from the get-go. But at the time, I didn't expect it to be affecting my entire senior year or my college years in general. I didn't go to school at all my senior year, and it was really interesting to know that that day in the middle of March was my last day of in-person high school without knowing it at the time. But at the time, I just expected to go back in 2 weeks and everything to resume back to normal, especially since with previous epidemics and pandemics like Zika virus and Ebola, it barely even brushed the United States, and I think I expected something more like that to happen. So it's very different from what happened is very different from what I was expecting. What was your experience completing at least a portion of your senior year online, and how did it impact your education and perception of your high school experience?
Starting out my senior year online was definitely not my first choice for how my senior year would go, but I knew that if we wanted to get to the place where we are today with being able to see more people and be able to travel, that was the right choice at the time. It was definitely hard for me to do online school from home because I've always imagined my senior year to be spent with my friends, teachers, and my teammates, but that was the exact opposite of what it was like. I started off the year really focusing on my schoolwork and spending a lot of time with just myself, figuring out college plans and planning out what the next few years of my life were going to look like. I definitely was able to focus more on school since there was no like outside activities or school sports in like the fall or winter, but I think I was able to achieve more in the past year because of the more time I had for myself and for school. Something that was really important for me during online school was building a routine and staying organized. I definitely missed working in a classroom and collaborating with others, but online school has taught me like independence, organization, and time management skills that desperately needed to work on before the pandemic. I was happy that towards the spring of my semester, more schools were able to open up, and I was able to see my friends and teachers for the last time before college started. But it was definitely hard, a hard adjustment with being from online remote school for about almost a year to then just going into in-person schooling and getting used to the new mandates and the restrictions. So it was definitely challenging, but everyone had to be super adaptive to the new environment around us. But I feel like something that helped me was being able to go back to school and being able to play volleyball in the spring. I felt like it was something I missed a lot, and it was like a huge part of myself, but I was happy that we were able to start getting back to normal and the COVID cases were starting to decrease in my area, and I'm sure in the United States before like the new Delta variant came. So I was just really grateful that at least for 2 months, I was able to somewhat get back to normal schooling. Marisol, how have you changed from the start of quarantine, which is March 2020, to present day?
I think that I've changed a lot as a person in terms of being more understanding. I think that before I failed to recognize with every individual that I truly don't understand what's going on beneath the surface. And I think, especially from my experience, COVID was hard for me, being so isolated and whatnot, and especially during the college process, which caused me a lot of nerves. And I also think that during COVID, it was a big time for a lot of people to be more vulnerable and explain to people what they were truly going through this pandemic, and introduce a lot of financial problems, social problems, and whatnot. And I think seeing people's true character and people's true struggles during this difficult time has really changed my perspective and allowed me to be more understanding of other people who have different experiences than I do and different ways of life that I do that I might not have experienced or understand, but I can still appreciate now, which I think was really important for my growth as becoming an adult and as a person.
Perfect. Thank you.